When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Former executive director of Gallup Pride charged with embezzlement, fatal traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The former executive director of the Gallup Pride and Diversity Center in San Luis Obispo has been accused of 4 counts of grand theft by embezzlement. The county district attorney's office filed these charges against 46-year-old Dustin Robert Collierworth of Santa Cruz on November 17th. Collierworth is accused of embezzling funds from the Gallup Pride and Diversity Center over the course of several months, starting November 22nd and ending October 2024. Mr. Collierworth posted a $2,000 bond, $20,000 bond, and is not in custody. He is scheduled to be arraigned on December 10th in Department 3 of the San Luis Obispo branch of the County Superior Court. His guilt must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority, or PRAGA, met yesterday morning to discuss funding its budget for the remainder of the fiscal year. PRAGA previously sought to fund its budget from a water use fee that failed to pass earlier this year. The board faces a $300,000 funding shortfall for the remainder of the fiscal year and discussed ways to close that funding gap in its meeting yesterday. The board unanimously approved having the groundwater sustainability agencies each contribute a percentage of funds to close this gap. The city of Paso Robles would contribute $48,000. The county, $99,000. The Estrella El Palmar Creston Water District would contribute $90,000. And the Shandon San Juan Water District would contribute $63,000. The board will discuss further long-term revenue options in a regular meeting in February. Fatal traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Yesterday morning, CHP officers responded to a traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. The incident took place at the U.S. 101 southbound on-ramp from San Anselmo Road. CHP determined 66-year-old Gary Tipton was driving his 2017 Ford F-150 pickup westbound on San Anselmo Road, approaching the on-ramp to the 101. At the same time, 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman of Atascadero was walking eastbound on San Anselmo Road, traversing the on-ramp within the crosswalk. Mr. Tipton attempted to make a left turn to enter the freeway and collided with Ms. Hoffman. Life-saving measures were attempted on Ms. Hoffman, but she was pronounced dead at the scene. Alcohol and or drugs are not suspected to have been a factor in this crash. The incident is pending further investigation from CHP. The Paso Robles City Council will be meeting tonight. On tonight's agenda is a comprehensive financial report for fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Governments must publish these reports within 6 months of the close of each fiscal year, and city management is responsible for giving a presentation of the financial statements of the previous fiscal year. Hard copies are available for public review in the city library, the city clerk's office at 1000 Spring Street, and the administrative services office at 4305 Second Wind Way. An electronic copy is also available on the city's website. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Paso Robles High School Music Department is proud to present its annual winter concert, December 18th, at the Templeton Performing Arts Center. Two performances will be offered this evening, one at 5:30 p.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. This performance will feature the PRHS Forte Choir, jazz and concert bands, the Crimson Collective Singers, and special guest Bold as Brass Quintet. This special marks the first music department performance at the Templeton Performing Arts Center, known for its exceptional acoustics and spacious stage. Audiences will enjoy selections such as California Dreamin', White Winter Heimhall, and holiday favorites including Winter Wonderland, Carol of the Bells, and a lively pop sing-along. Tickets are available at templetonpack.org/events. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Patriots beat the Giants 33-15. On Thursday, the Lions will face the Cowboys. In the NBA, yesterday the Suns beat the Lakers 125-108. The Heat over the Clippers 140-123. The Jazz beat the Rockets 133-125. The Mavericks over the Nuggets 131-121. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Thunder. The Knicks will go against the Celtics. The Timberwolves will face the Pelicans. The Grizzlies will go against the Spurs. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. Now it's time for California News.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News. Family members say they were getting ready to cut the cake at a two-year-old's birthday party when gunfire erupted inside a Stockton banquet hall over the weekend. Roscoe Brown is the birthday girl's uncle.
Just came, walked up, and started opening fire, shooting up in a party. My mama said she just threw the cake off the table, flipped the table over, and used it as a shield.
$25,000 reward offered for information leading to an arrest. Four people were killed, three of them children. A tree trimmer in Los Angeles dies after falling from a palm tree and landing on a fence. Jeanette Cruz is the victim's niece and says her uncle was always helping others.
He was just always so giving. No matter if he knew you or not, he would always just lend a helping hand, no matter if he knew you or not.
The family identified the victim as 48-year-old Rogelio Cruz, who operated the tree trimming business with his family. A man dies by suicide after a standoff with deputies in Sacramento. They responded to a scene where a man got out of a car and started shooting. A five-hour standoff ensued before the man took his own life. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAB to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The wine grape variety Cabernet Sauvignon was born about 400 years ago from a cross between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc. Today, it is the most widely grown wine grape in the world. Unlike field crops that are replanted from seed each year, grapevines are propagated from cuttings. That means each vine is essentially a clone of its ancestor and genetically nearly identical to the original Cabernet Sauvignon vine from the 17th century. Scientists have long wondered whether epigenetic marks, which can influence traits such as fruit quality and stress tolerance, remain stable across hundreds of years of reproduction. Using advanced genome sequencing, a team of researchers at the University of California, Davis recently determined the core epigenetic patterns or gene memory of Cabernet Sauvignon vines have remained remarkably stable. Even after centuries, Cabernet Sauvignon still holds the molecular memory of where it came from, said UC Davis professor Dario Cantu, who led the study. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny Monday and Tuesday. Mid-60s Thursday and Friday, upper 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 31 degrees and fair in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 721.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at GabbyRomo.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher following Monday's sell-off. Bitcoin is recovering ground, nudging back to the $88,000 mark. Signet Jewelers reported an upbeat fall quarter, though it's projecting a tough holiday season, citing potential continued softness in consumer confidence. Signet is parent company of Kay, Zales, and Jared. The stock's down 3.5%. United Natural Foods, supplier of Whole Foods, Walmart, Target, Kroger, and others, is reporting a smaller loss for the recent quarter. The stock's flat. Short seller Michael Burry says Tesla shares are ridiculously overvalued, and Elon Musk's record-breaking pay package will be a factor for the company. However, Tesla also saw upbeat sales in China in November. The stock is higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pies, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, and that's 75. Don't forget you can text that, and we got quite a few coming in concerning last hour's topic. So we'll go, but we really want the phone calls. Like freedom of speech.
They wake up in the morning and they drink their coffee black. They love their women, won't be shy of a heart attack. On the way to work, they might stop by fishing hole.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, protecting what matters. Barry is in. We'll have Erica Scott talking about, a lot of things, including reducing stress and achieve a sharper operational focus for your closely held family business, and also retirement dreams and stuff like that. Then professor of macroeconomics, Lee Elhananen, UCLA and the Hoover Institution. Among the many topics will be the upcoming changes at the Federal Reserve and how they may impact your business and your retirement. So important topics, as always, coming up this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Okay, from last hour, we have, sorry to rain on Daffy's parade, because that light is owned by Caltrans. They follow the state Bible. That's the MUCTD. which means they would never put in an illegal light. Have Daffy come to Cal Poly and he won't be so quick to judge drivers. Students never look up from their phones and walk out in front of cars constantly. Surprised there are not more accidents, but because drivers know the pedestrians are so rude that drivers are on high alert. Obviously, Daffy hasn't been to New York or San Francisco. I guarantee you there are more dangerous situations than there than in Templeton. Video killed the radio star. No, that's not it. Let's see here. Pedestrians don't seem to stop at intersections anymore. No, as I was indicating, but the state encourages that. Not directly, but indirectly. All right, let's go back to the, well, the phone line was there, and do call back in, remember. Let's see here. There was something else that somebody sent in. I don't know where it is now. But anyway, keep trying. Keep trying. All righty, so I came across this information regarding the state of California. And as we know that the your governor has performed marvelously, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, so at this PRAGA meeting, the guys that think they're the Water Authority, you know, the meeting was originally scheduled, and then they didn't know the time. Then they came out with a time at 3 p.m. Then they changed the time to 8:30 a.m. This all happened a few days before the meeting. Then the building wasn't open yesterday morning. Until just a very short time before the meeting. Then the meeting was 15 minutes delayed. Hammond showed up 30 minutes after the meeting started. These are the guys that want to be the authority.
Why did Hammond show up late? Did he say anything?
No. So you have four people sitting up there. $100,000 of this money, okay, they already came up with $300,000 in the last 6 months. Now they're coming up with another $300,000, which is what they said they would do when those two water districts were allowed to be fake water districts. This is what they agreed to get the permission to be a part of this board. And now they don't like it. Well, none of them like any of it, but $100,000 goes to pay for the little kid from Bakersfield that runs the meeting. And another $60,000 or $70,000 goes to an attorney. So right off the bat, you got $170,000 that's just so you can have meetings.
Okay, Greg.
How does that help the basin?
Well, one question I have is we know from what Chris read on what the city of Paso Robles and what the county's going to contribute. Where is this other money coming from? Where's that $300,000 from?
Okay, so the Shannon San Juan Water District is about 60 members. They pay 20% at this point, and this is what they've agreed to pay from 2017 to the present.
Okay.
And they've never had to pay that any monies until this last year.
Okay, are they going to want to continue to do that? Are either of those water districts want to continue to do this when they see what has been told to them by the people in the basin for the last two votes? They don't want this.
Right. It was a bunch of their members on both of those districts. The other district has about 170 people in it, and they voted no on the 218 to fund this extra board. You don't need this board to do what quote unquote needs to be done. We have a plan that was approved. So the plan got approved. We're square with the state right now. We don't have no problems with the state of California with our basin not doing what we were supposed to be doing. So when Gibson took over in 2023 and kicked Debbie out, nothing has happened. First he started with an equity thing to try to get more water for his great friends instead of taking care of the basin. Then that failed. Then they just keep going on. This whole last year, they spent all the money from grant monies and different things on trying to put together this joint powers agreement and to come up with a funding mechanism so the county could pay zero and you could fund it. You know, it's just like the road thing. Why do we need to pay road tax if they're going to charge us another tax to pay for the roads? Why do we need a special water tax? I asked Gibson yesterday. You created this. You created the planting ordinance, so you caused that problem. You created this whole environment claiming we have a problem in the basin from the shallow well issues. It's because the county and the city and San Miguel still, but they're not part of this group anymore, are defendants in a lawsuit. So you had to go to court to show that there was a problem, and you lost to court. So they spent, you know, the groups together spent over $15 million, but they're crying about $300,000 they got to spend now. They created all these issues. They want to be in charge of them. And when they got together to form this group, they all declared what percentage they would pay to help fund whatever needs to be done. Should you, landowner, whoever, you're just whatever. Let's say you have 1 acre. Let's say you have 100 acres, but you don't do that anything on it other than your home or a couple horses or something. Should you pay this this company Land IQ through this agency to measure your evaporation to come up with a groundwater use that you should pay to this thing? Why are the people? They said yesterday that they threw out this bait yesterday on, well, we think we should add 3 people to the committee, and we don't know yet how they're going to be picked. One could be a de minimis user, and one could be cover grazing and large acreage, and then one could cover small farms that are like 20 acres and less. So now they're trying to get more people involved to make it seem like it's inclusive so they have more people to come up with groups that could help pay. Well, they don't want a cattleman because I'm the guy that represents the Cattlemen's Association for property rights and water issues. So that, and they think, I said, EPC picked their person to be on this board. Shannon San Juan picked their person to be on this board. Somehow the supervisors picked you, Bruce Gibson, to be on this board. And the city picked John Hammond to be on this board. So why would you guys get to pick who the other people are? And if there's supposed to be representation over the basin of 436,000 acres, you guys all together are only just barely over the 36,000 acres. So most of the positions should be held by the other people that control the other 400,000 acres.
They want to put people on the board that's going to agree to them, so then, you know, in another sense, so they can manipulate them to try and win their friends over. That's why they want to do it. Look, these are just rotten people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, they're going to give you a token. Hey, we're going to let you be on the board. You know how many, I go down to the Water Resources Advisory Board for the county, and I represent the Cattlemen's Association, and for 8 years I represented the 5th District for Debbie Arnold before that. And you go down there and there's 40 people. The people that live in the 7 cities don't care about what happens in the unincorporated area, and they don't do much to worry about the unincorporated area. And all the committees I've been on, for the Paso Basin Advisory Committee to that other one, and these things right here, they always want to have enough seats to where they have the majority, so they're giving you a spot, but your vote doesn't matter. That's the way they gauge the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so you think you're doing something, but you ain't getting nothing.
Right. All right, Greg, we got another call, and the next meeting is in August?
February. They did is they canceled the January meeting. So this was a special meeting yesterday.
Okay.
January meeting to have a meeting sometime in February.
All right, we got another call. Thanks for the info.
All right, bye.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. You know, these meetings are a farce. Every time we've asked questions, Greg Graywall, Cody, Mr. Powell, and they never answer our questions. They just conduct another meeting trying to tell them why they have to do, telling us why they have to do this, and our questions, disagree with them, but they don't give any answers to our questions. Two of us raised the issue of the groundwater problem is a big problem because of the shallow wells, and yet Paso Robles will not fix their plant so that they can use the nasty mineral water, so they, instead of using the groundwater. And so Paso Robles is just as guilty of causing the problem as some of the overpumpers.
Well, that, to many of us, that is too simple to point out to them.
No, those issues were raised before Hammond got there, of course, but he's never answered that question. He won't.
Well, you know, again, most people that have dealt with the political side of things, or I guess people in general, if people aren't answering the questions, something's wrong.
Well, they're also taking our water fund to keep that committee going. Mayor Hammond admitted, oh, we got the fund in our water fund to keep this committee going.
Yeah, that's,
why?
Well, that's the question the people of Paso Robles need to ask this council. I think it's...
No kidding.
$90,000 or 40, I forget which. It doesn't matter. The point is, they have spent millions of dollars on the quiet title lawsuit. That's taxpayer money. They have blown money on the parking. We know that. And some other things as well. The writing the checks to Lewis, to other people, and so forth and so on. This recent thing with Chris Bausch. This city has blown a lot of money. And I don't want them to come back and say, well, yeah, but our budget is, again, I'm just off the top of my head, I don't know, $100 million. I don't care that if you're blowing $30,000, that's our money. Again, as I've pointed out over and over and more, and I've got another one this morning, these people do not know how to manage our money.
No, they don't. Anyway, have a good day.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. On the text, like paid parking, the water pirates are scamming us with a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Well, I'll get to that other thing on the money probably next hour, or if not. But I don't know if you heard yesterday on with Isaiah about this new bill that's coming to California regarding the waste and what it's going to do. It's going to increase prices on product. Now, it hasn't been signed yet, and I forget what it was, SB 30-something. I'll have to look that up again because it just dropped off the screen a couple of minutes ago, but I'll get back to that. But it has to do with more issues with the waste and the so-called good intentions that are not realistic, that are not realistic. Because, again, many of you, if you weren't able to listen in yesterday, that the SB 1383, it requires that everyone to separate food scraps and other organic waste from their trash. Okay, well, how do they monitor that? Well, we have a job for people. We have a job for people in this county that they will send you a notice that, well, you know, basically, this is my words, we got some guys coming up on whatever day. They're going to look through your garbage to see that you're doing things the right way. Again, because the law requires everyone to separate food scraps and other organic waste from their trash. Well, what they do is they just look at the top. They open it, they open the top of the lid, bingo, they're gone. See ya. That's it. That's it. So we have people doing this for a living. It's another scam. It's another scam for the government. As I mentioned yesterday, I'm reading this book, and I read more last night on it. And the Attorney General of the United States, under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, warned the American public of this. When you have people making laws, watch and see how many jobs are going to be created to benefit people who helped make the law. That has been going on for, what, 60, 70 years now in this country? Well, I mean, more if you want to go back to the 1840s when the government really started to expand, but really started to get into fifth gear after the warning from the Attorney General under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Folks, we are being hosed so bad. It's absolutely disgraceful. I went to bed, well, before I fell asleep last night, I was wondering if this really is the United States of America. I never said that to myself before in my life. Because what I'm reading here is history of the corruption within the government on both sides of the aisle, not just one party, on how they are screwing us with a smile and screwing us to the extent of taking more of our money and more of our rights away for the, again, my term, good intentions. We have, as a comrade used to say, wake up, people. You have got to wake up. You've got to put your hand down. They can't do a damn thing to you. They can't take your first child. They can't take your home. They can't do anything because that is your. Those are your rights. Remember, in the words of Thomas Jefferson, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. I'm really getting into this book. As a matter of fact, it's keeping me up later than I want usually. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Former executive director of the Gallup Pride and Diversity Center in San Luis Obispo, 46-year-old Dustin Robert Collierworth, has been accused of four counts of grand theft by embezzlement. He is scheduled to be arraigned on December 10th in Department 3 of the San Luis Obispo County Branch of the County Superior Court. Yesterday morning, CHP officers responded to a traffic collision involving a pedestrian in Atascadero. The incident took place at the U.S. 101 southbound on-ramp from San Anselmo Road. CHP determined 66-year-old Gary Tipton collided with a pedestrian, 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman, as he was attempting to make a left turn into the freeway. Further investigation is pending from CHP. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. On this Giving Tuesday, President Trump holding his ninth cabinet meeting with some flare-ups to manage, including scrutiny of a double-tap strike on a narco-terror drug boat off Venezuela, the shooting of two National Guards in D.C., and a pause on refugee admissions with a new plan.
Secretary Noem on social media proposes a full travel ban on countries she says are flooding our nation with killers, leeches, and entitlement junkies.
Fox's Chris Foster says the country is to be named soon. December blasting a nor'easter from New England to North Florida. Freezing rain and snow that spread from the Midwest, where the damage is already done at the airports, like Chicago's O'Hare.
Our bags are in Fargo. We had to go shopping today. It's bad, man. It's just bad.
Today's airport delays in the storm at Detroit, D.C., Atlanta, New York, and still O'Hare. America is listening to Fox News.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com. We're here to
help.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's Garden Lights and Winter Nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This Friday, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary horse-drawn hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available for participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
North County weather. Let's be honest, everyone needs putting up Christmas lights.
Brought to you by, let's see here, Hutch Heating and Air, it's in our prepare replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then some sunshine, mid-60s. A few clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 30s. And then we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine for your Wednesday. Low 60s, it will get a little bit warmer, but we're going to stay in the 60s for the next few days. Thursday, mid-60s, same Friday, upper 60s, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, mid-60s, and back to upper 60s on Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:56 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We are at 34. We've warmed up. Weather brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Pass Robles, and for the holidays, you got folks coming in. Well, check them out. Absolutely beautiful atmosphere and food at a really good price. Okay, let's see here. Daniel's Woodland Toy Bank Car Show Fundraiser is coming up when? Well, this weekend, the 6th, from 11 till 4. It's out there at Daniel's Woodland. You can't miss it off Ardmore. It's the one you had to go through before the dog bone was completed. Classic cars and trucks, some music, food trucks, tours. Let's see, do this year, rock and roll dance contest. That'll be fun. Kids costume contest and Christmas gift market. And it is presented by the Golden State Classic Car Club and the Late Night Cruiser Car Club. Learn more and register at it's prtoybank.org. That's prtoybank.org. Also on the community calendar, we have some more music for you. The Cuesta Concord Chorus presents a very Merry Christmas featuring Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's and other stuff that I can't pronounce. But anyway, it's coming soon to Friday, December 5th and Sunday, December 6th. Okay, that's, let's see, where is it? It's at the, I don't see here where it is. If somebody knows anything about where the concert is, that would be nice. Oh, the one on Sunday, okay, it says here 3 o'clock is in Templeton, and the one on Friday is at the CPAC main stage. So you can look that up and enjoy the beautiful music and sounds of the season. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Pass Robles. They've got you covered for lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL. It is 7.5 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, fine jewelry in downtown Paso Robles, just one block north of the park. Beautiful jewelry and on-site repairs. It's in their modern, state-of-the-art repair shop. Okay, local celebrities on this Tuesday, we have Kara Maycomber's having a birthday, David Chambers, Grace Ertler, Bill Weatherwax, Lance Erickson, Ray Estrada, Sarah Rodriguez, and person KPRL sales, it's her birthday once again. Lene Wieman is having a birthday today in December. Everybody loves December birthdays, don't they?
Yep.
All right, happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities, and on my right-hand side, some other people you may have heard of, or perhaps not. Let's try Charlie Ventura, the sax guy, 1916-1992. Oh, boy, what a voice. What a voice. Maria Callas, the opera singer, 1923-1977. Former President of the United States, Alexander Haig, just kidding, 1924-2010. The actress Julie Harris, 1925-2013. Onward we go with Hall of Famer for the Oakland Raiders, Willie Brown, 1940-2019. From the Association, one of the singers and drummers, Ted Blucher, 1942. Tight end, Zeke Moore, 1943, played with Houston. Kathy Lee Crosby, 1944, pitcher with the Reds, Angels, and a whole bunchers, and others, rather, and kind of a head case, Pedro Borbón, 1946-2012. This guy, man, what if, when he was 20, I think he was 20, rookie, all-star, 1970 with the Reds, blew his arm out, never was the same. Wayne Simpson, 1948, man. Country singer John Wesley Riles, 1950, guy who ruined the Doobie Brothers as the lead singer, replacing Michael McDonald, 1952. Jay Haas, the golf champ, 1953. Danielle Alexander, the singer of sorts, 1954. Onward we go. Remember the figure skating team of Randy Gardner and Ty Babylonia? Five-time U.S. champions and world champions as well. Randy was born in 1958. Ricky Savage from Def Leppard, 1960. Let's see here. Daryl Kyle, pitcher, was killed in that plane crash. 1968, died in 2003. This guy was a good wide receiver out of Penn State, played with the Dolphins, really good. O.J. McDuffie, 1969. Zach Crockett, not a good running back, played with a bunch of teams, including the Raiders. Out of Florida State, 1972. Alan Henderson, not a bad forward, out of Indiana, 1972. Oh, yeah, this lady was pretty darn good. Monica Seles, tennis, 1973. College Player of the Year and had a pretty good career in the bigs. Mark Coste, 1975. Onward, we continue. Everybody's favorite, Britney Spears, 1981. Aaron Rodgers, he's still playing with the Steelers, 1983. And who else do we have? That is it. I didn't see Aaron Rodgers on the list earlier when I did this, and I don't know if I would have put him to the top anyway. I just don't know. I sometimes like him, sometimes don't. But anyway, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. All right, going to the top of the... I got to do those who assumed room temperature. Forgot about that one. The dirt sandwich list. That's... maybe I should call it that. I don't know. Lucy... Desi Arnaz passed away in 1986. This guy, one of the best-looking actors of all time. Marty Feldman, 1982. Let's see here. What else? This guy, man. Dial M for Murder and the Bob Cummings Show, and he was in 12 Angry Men, too. One of the great movies. Bob Cummings passed away in 1990. The American composer, Aaron Copland, 1990. Sabu, the actor, 1963. John Ringling of, yes, Ringling Brothers, passed away in 1936. And the abolitionist, John Brown, he was hanged on this day in 1859. All right, now I go to the top of the list. He was undrafted out of Grambling University. He signed with the Houston Oilers, but then quickly moved over to, this is the old AFL. You have to remember the old AFL. They sent him off to the Denver Broncos. He played for a couple years with the Broncos, and then Al Davis was able to finagle a deal to get the one and only and future Hall of Famer, Willie Brown. They picked him up in 1967. In 67, he became the defensive team captain in 1969. So that ought to tell you something about him. Super Bowl champion, AFL champion, five-time All-Star, Pro Bowler, All-Anniversary Team 100 years, 70s All-Decade Team, all-time All-AFL team. So for an undrafted guy out of Grambling, old man Willie Brown goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles High School Music Department is proud to present its annual winter concert December 18th at the Templeton Performing Arts Center. Two performances will be offered this evening, one at 5:30 p.m. and one at 7:30 p.m. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority met yesterday to discuss funding its budget for the remainder of the fiscal year. Praga faces a $300,000 budget shortfall and approved having groundwater sustainability agencies contribute a percentage of funds to close this gap. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Yep, old man Willie ended up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he had 54 interceptions in his career. And this is kind of I was surprised by this statistic. He only had two touchdowns. Of course, a memorable one in that Super Bowl there when the old man Willie, he passed away in Tracy, California. Willie Brown was 78 years old. That happened in 2019. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.